kind of engineers-y. They built big power plants. I'm not exactly sure what that's called.
What about your grandparents?
I don't know what my grandparents did, actually. My mom's mother, the only thing I remember that she did is she wheeled and dealed in antiques. Hey, no. Sorry, that's the cat scratching on the couch. No. She wheeled and dealed in antiques, and what she did was she would buy houses in St. Augustine, run-down houses, fix them up, sell them for double the price that she bought them for, and she would just keep doing that. She would keep doing that over and over again.
Wow. So you visited St. Augustine when you were growing up?
Many times, over and over again. It's our favorite place to go. We got married there.
Oh.
My grandmother on my dad's side, lived in the backwoods of West Virginia. She didn't work. She had a farm, and she lived there her entire life. Even after my grandfather died, she just stayed there and worked the land.
And did you know her?
Very well. She was my best friend.
Oh, really? And did you ever visit her?
All the time.
Oh, wow. Could tell me about her house.
It was old, old. Her house was, even back then, it was 100 years old. And it didn't have plumbing for a lot of years. When I was real small, it didn't have plumbing. But the older I got, they had built a wash house, what they call a wash house back then, with the 4 feet tubs and the old toilet with the chain on it. It was a great old house. Even in the late 80s, she still washed her clothes with those big washing machines where you did them on the scrub board and then ran them through the electric wringer. Oh, yeah, it was a great. Well, when I got out of high school, I moved up there to be with her.
Wow, so in electricity?
They did have electricity by then.
And how did you keep them warm in the winters?
Wood. Wood and gas. They had a gas stove that was installed. It was natural gas. Natural gas runs wild all up through there. So it was real easy for them to pipe in a gas line. And the lights were gas also. They had what looked like, to me as a kid, street lamps that hung on the wall. And they were gas lights.
Wow.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was great.
And
place.
So jobs chopped the wood yourself?
Oh, no, they did that. I think the parents just got a kick out of doing that. And no, we ran around the woods and collected snakes and blackberries and wild raspberries and played in the creeks, and it was great. I mean, I loved growing up here because I had the world of, suburbia. We'd go down to Florida in the summers, and we had the tropical world down there with one grandparent and the backwoods of West Virginia world with the other grandparent. So it was great. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
That's cool. Let me talk about a little bit more about houses, old houses. I'm interested in them. What are some of like the rooms?
What do you mean?
Just like different rooms in a house and what you do.
Well, for our house, it's pretty. They haven't really changed a whole lot of the actual structure of the house. There was a coal fireplace in this one. This was probably a bedroom at one time. This house probably only had these two rooms and the kitchen, and the rest was all added on. Mm-hmm. There's also a coal fireplace. You can see it if you just look around the corner there. So that's how this house was heated. They had probably an outhouse because the bathroom wasn't added on until way later. And then they added on another room to the side, which my guess is it was a lot smaller, and probably the pantry where they kept, whatever canned goods, dry goods. Downstairs, they have an interesting, there's actually a basement or a cellar, what they call the cellar. It's only halfway under the ground. And they probably, was probably original too, because it actually has steps, stone stairs that go down where they probably kept when I say canned goods, I don't mean like Campbell's, open it with a can. I mean stuff that they hand canned, right, with the mason jars. And I know for a fact that in this particular neighborhood,